Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge, spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me from the snares of those who do evil.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, from the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is worthy of all praise. Let our prayer come like incense before you. May the lifting up of our hands be as an evening sacrifice acceptable to you, Lord our God.
Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia.
You have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia.
You have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia.
With all my voice I cry to the Lord. With all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him. I tell him all my distress while my spirit faints within me. But you, O Lord, know my path.
You have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia. On the way where I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is not one who takes my part. I have no means of escape, not one who cares for my soul.
You have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said, you are my refuge, all I have left in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress.
You have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble because of your goodness to me.
You have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, we humbly ask for your goodness. May you help us to hope in you, and give us a share with your chosen ones in the land of the living.
You have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia.
The Son of God learned obedience through suffering, and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia.
The Son of God learned obedience through suffering, and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
The Son of God learned obedience through suffering, and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia.
Rather, he emptied emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
The Son of God learned obedience through suffering and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
The Son of God learned obedience through suffering and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
The Son of God learned obedience through suffering and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Son of God learned obedience through suffering and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia.
A reading from 1 Peter. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own, to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia.
Christ is our life and resurrection. Let us cry out to him with faith.
Son of the living God, protect your people.
Lord Jesus, we pray for your Catholic Church.
Make it holy so that your kingdom may be established among all nations.
Son of the living God, protect your people.
We pray for the sick and the sorrowful, for those in bondage and in exile,
that they may receive consolation and help.
Son of the living God, protect your people.
We pray for those who have turned away from your paths,
that they may experience the grace of your forgiveness and the joy of rising to new life.
Son of the living God, protect your people.
Crucified and risen Savior, you will come to judge the world.
Have mercy on us sinners.
Son of the living God, protect your people.
We pray for all the living,
and for all who have gone from us in the hope of resurrection.
Son of the living God, protect your people.
And now let us pray as the Lord told us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, constantly accomplish the paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.